not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Jimmy Clark with Today in Ag. How are all you guys doing today? Hope you're having a great day. It's a beautiful day out there. A little breezy, but not bad. Currently, in our listening area, which is all of western Oklahoma and most of the Texas Panhandle, 86 at Hollis, 86 at Eric. Kind of cool at Cheyenne, 80. We have 81 at Woodward, 87 at Buffalo, 86 at Slapout. And what's the hot spot in the state right now? Beaver is 88 degrees from what I can see. That's on the mezzanine centers. But anyway, I've got 85 at Shamrock. So we got a great show in store for today. I'll go over our normal things with grains and cattle and stuff. Coming up in the third segment, I'll have Brian Baker from up Woodward, Oklahoma. Actually, I think he used to be live here in Elk City. But anyway, he is with the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers. And we're going to have a lot on what's going on with the big pumpkins they're growing. And they're huge. Anyway, be a great show there. You don't want to miss out on that. Well, let's get started and see what's happening on the grain markets right now. Let me refresh that, make sure it's up to date. And it was everything's in the red, really, except for maybe wheat. Corn's at 709 for September, 684 for December. March is 689, May 689. Soybeans, September $15.06, November is 1458, January is 1464. Soybean meal, September $464.80 a short ton. October 428.20, December 422.20. Soybean meal, September 68.50, October 67.61. December for soybean oil is 65.24. Hard red winter wheat, September $9.61 a bushel, December is 9.50. Oats for September is 4.16, December is 400. And then we have down here cotton is down 106 a pound for October and 102 a pound for December futures. Looks like the oil is creeping back up to that $90 mark. It's almost there. It doesn't like much per barrel. And natural gas creeping back up to that $9 MCF going on there. So, well, let's check out what the cash grain prices are for going on in the elevators around Oklahoma and Texas. Cash grain prices for hard red winter wheat is $9.01 per bushel. Corn $7.64. Milo $6.99. And soybeans is $14.83. It's down from yesterday. Even though soybean futures were higher in overnight traders as investors digest Monday's world agriculture supply and demand estimates from the USDA. Production was forecast by the USDA at 4.378 billion bushels. That's down from the August outlook from 4.531, so down a quarter of a billion bushels. Harvest area is now seen at 86.6 million acres, while yield is pegged at 50.5 bushels an acre. And that's from 51.9 bushels. It's down from the July report. Ending stockpiles were projected at 200 million bushels. That's down from 245 million forecast last month. Dry weathers in the part of the U.S. Corn Belt led to the reduced outlook. Corn futures were a little changed in overnight trading after the USDA pegged production at 13.94 billion bushels on yield of 172.5 6.5 bushels an acre. Those figures are down from the prior month's projection of 14.35 billion bushels, and it was projected to be at 175.4 bushels an acre compared to what come out Monday at 172. 3 bushels an acre difference. Don't sound like much, but times that times, what is that? Let me see here. Anyway, I was trying to look for that acreage there, but that's a lot of corn down, less inventories. Inventories of grain are now seen at 1.219 billion bushels versus the July outlook of 1.38 billion. Still, rain fell in parts of southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Indiana, northwestern Ohio, and parts of the Michigan this week, said Don Kinley, meteorologist for Maxar, which may have given crops a boost as they mature. Rains are expected to return to northwestern parts of the U.S. Midwest through Thursday through Saturday. Dry weather in the southern and eastern corn belt will favor corn harvesting and soybean dry down. Dry weather in the Delta region also will help with the harvesting and dry down. Ukraine exports of agricultural products are now up to 3.1 million metric tons in the 6 weeks. It's been shipping since the arrangement was set with Russia. According to the Infrastructure Ministry, the vessels were bound for Asia, Africa, and Europe. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 6 cents to $14.84.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added $2.70 to $426.50 a short ton, while soybean oil gained 0.45 cents to $67.18 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery was up 0.75 cents to $6.96.75 a bushel. Wheat rose 0.5 cents to $8.61 a bushel in Chicago, while further south in Kansas City, futures added 0.5 cents to $9.35.25 a bushel. Well, combine sales in August improved in the U.S. and Canada year over year, while tractor sales were mixed, according to the data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Combine sales in the United States increased almost 26% from the same month last year. 790 units were actually sold in August. In the first 8 months of the year, sales have risen 2.7% from the same time frame a year earlier to 3,654 combines sold in the first 8 months of this year. Total farm tractor sales last month, meanwhile, were down roughly 12% year over year in the United States. 22,007 units, the group said. Year to date, tractor sales were down 15% to 188,510 tractors were sold. Sales of two-wheel drive tractors dropped 11.7% to 21,750 units, while four-wheel drive tractor sales plunged 11.5% to 257 units. Canadian producers were in a buying mood in August as combine sales surged 33% to 221 units. Tractor sales grew 7.2% to 2,239 units as four-wheel drive sales more than quadrupled to 64, and farmers increased two-wheel drive purchases by 4.9% to 2,175 units. And that was in Canadian, up north of here, for you guys that don't know where Canada is. Demand for everything other than the smallest unit remains positive, but supply chain difficulties remain in the way of the supply side of the market, said Kurt Blake, Senior Vice President of Industry Sectors and Product Leadership in the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Despite concerns around input costs for farmers, we are still seeing the larger units, harvesters, and heavy-duty tractors lead sale trends, indicating positive outlooks, especially amongst the row crop farmers. Isolated thunderstorms are possible in parts in the northeastern Nebraska and western Iowa this evening, and they do need it. That's a pretty dry spot in the United States right now. Besides southwestern Oklahoma and Harmon and Jackson County, we need rain down there too. Storms are in the area likely will continue all the way through this weekend. At this time, the risk of severe thunderstorms or flooding is very low. Further north in parts of the Minnesota and Wisconsin, a large storm system will move through the area starting tonight and continued into the weekend. Anyway, sounds like they're getting some rain up there in Wisconsin and Minnesota. I think we got a slight chance coming up tomorrow or tonight. One of those twos, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you coming up. I did see they was given a really good chance of rain towards the middle of next week, and it's kind of, I think it's still in there, but it's kind of diminishing just a little bit. Down there east of Granite yesterday working on the pivot, I got one more round to make with the pivot on the corn, and then we're done. And it's in its milk stage right now. I've learned a lot about growing corn this year, not sweet corn, but field corn. So it's interesting to watch this progress. Actually, it's kind of fun to see how corn can go from 2 inches tall to 10 foot tall in a really short period of time. I did learn something yesterday. I quit paying attention looking for the T-Rex dinosaurs to come swooping through there and eat me alive in those big cornfields, because if it wasn't for the pivot, you could get turned around really easy and lost in a cornfield. But the black widow spiders, oh my gosh, what a crazy. It took me forever to get out of there because I was looking for those stupid black widow spiders. They were everywhere in between there. But anyway, we're in the milk stage. Probably be done by the end of next week. I'm putting a little shower down on it, 6/10 of rain right now, and I'll put one more down on it coming up this weekend, and then we're done watering. And look forward to harvest. It looks really good right now, but it's not in the truck. When I come back, we'll talk about the live cattle and feeder futures on that. See what's happening there. See what happened at Woodward yesterday with cows and bulls. I will tell you, cows were up yesterday. Slaughter cows were up. So interesting thing what's going on with slaughter cows and bulls all this year. It's crazy that they only got cheap there a little bit in July. And other than that, they've been really strong. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Again, good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 9th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,965 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 324 brought 238. 5 at 426 brought 212. 8 at 478 brought 203. 19 at 529 brought 193. 5 at 555 brought 188. 11 at 629 brought 171. 5 at 709 brought 168. 3 head of heifers at 258 brought 194. 12 at 462 brought 170. 4 at 538 brought 165. 5 at 575 brought 155. 7 at 677 brought 166.50. 3 at 802 brought 150. 7 at 874 brought 146. Butcher cows were 42 to 104. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 118. Bred cows were 800 to 1350. Pairs brought 600 to 1850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sales every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma, and all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 12th. 1,723 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 395 brought 207. 9 at 511 brought 170. 6 at 559 brought 185.50. 12 at 684 brought 162. 8 at 706 brought 181.75. 16 at 732 brought 176. 25 at 811 brought 175.75. 11 head of heifers at 460 brought 165. 4 at 490 brought 165. 11 at at 543, brought 162. 3 at 622, brought 172. 12 at 683, brought 153.50. 20 at 744, brought 149. 9 at 1034, brought 134. Butcher cows were 35 to 99. Butcher bulls brought 50 to 117. Pairs were 1225 to 1400. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Well, you know what Wednesdays are around the Today in Ag show? Well, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. And Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing: creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. Then put the calves on feed, in some cases for as much as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential and gives the consumer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it was going to be served on their own table. Quarters, halves, and whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. If you're interested in buying a quarter, half, or whole beef, like I said, we are very adamant on this show about buying local beef from local producers and having it processed local also. We got plenty of great processors around here. And Jimmy Taylor and Tracy Taylor, their ranch out there in the middle of Roger Mills County, they got some very beautiful animals out there, and their meat will speak for itself. The marbling on those ribeyes are unreal. The taste is good. You don't really even need a knife. You just need a fork and just mouth-watering flavor in your mouth. It's great. So, well, let's check out what's going on with the cattle market. Looks like live cattle are down. Feeders are back up, but October live cattle is 144.40. December is 150.10. February is 154.52. Live cattle for April, 158.17. Feeder cattle, September, 180.10. October, 181.42. Lean hogs, October, 94.75. December, 85.72. Feeder cattle, February lean hogs, 89.75. All right, let's see what happened yesterday at Woodward. Looks like they had 1,352 head of cows and bulls up there compared to 1,000 last week and 888 last year. Compared to last week, slaughtered cattle were $2 to $4 higher, and I believe it. The bulls are steady. Demand was moderate. Supply included yesterday 13% feeder cattle, 13% slaughter cattle, and 74% replacement cattle. And there you go. Let's check it out. Breaker cows, looks like they had around, quick math there, almost 80 head. We had 13 to 1775 weights, basically 1,457 weights, were bringing anywhere from $89 to $95 per hundred weight. Some cattles that weighed 1588 up to $99 per hundred weight, and some 1389s brought up to 88. On the boner side, they looks like they had quick math there, almost 300 head, 1232 average weights were bringing up to 88. 1350 average weights bringing up to 93. 1236 weights were bringing up to $81 per hundred weight, and some they had about 10 head that were under 1,000 at 964 average weight, brought $76 per hundred weight. On the lean cow part, 144 head, what do they have there? Almost 400 head there. Well, 300 head, sorry about that. About 300 head, 144 head, average 1106. They brought 7718 average, 982 weights, 7583. Some 1219s brought 8186, and some 1040s brought $70.21 per hundred weight. On the bulls, they had 16 head that averaged 1737, anywhere from 98 to $110 per hundred weight. Get down here to the bred cows. Looks like we got, they had quite a few bred cows in there yesterday, almost 200 head. Some 2 to 4 year olds, medium and large number ones, 1,099 weights, brought 1,310 high end. On the high end of some that weighed 1,068, 1,275. And let's just go on down here. We had 25 head that average weights was 1176, and they brought 1150, basically a dollar a pound. On bred cows, medium and large, one to twos. They had some 2 to 4 year olds. Weight range was 1143, brought 1160. And then on the cow-calf pairs, medium and large, with 150-pound calves on them. They just had one head in there yesterday, and it brought $1,200. And then some cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number ones with 150 to 300-pound calves on them, brought $1,150. And then the cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number ones, also with over 300-pound calves on it, brought 1318. Wasn't a real strong market on the pairs yesterday. There was only like 10. What we got? Not even 10. 9 pairs only sold at Woodward yesterday. But it looks like the bred cow range was pretty strong. Slaughter cow market's still strong as it can be, as far as I'm concerned. They're bringing almost a dollar a pound. Anywhere from 80 to a dollar a pound, still pretty good as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, all right. Let's get that going. Well, when I come back after this break, I'll have Mr. Brian Baker with the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers going to be on here with me, and they're headed to the state fair this year. And if I remember right through my conversation with Brian last week, I think this is the first time that the giant vegetables are actually at the state fair and they're being judged. So this should be interesting, because I got some questions for him. We'll see how that turns out. All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentist before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face. And that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms. Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater. JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
You've all seen the bright yellow tags and heard about the big yellow splash that Windy Nissan has made in the automotive industry in Oklahoma, but have you heard about their amazing service department? Windy Nissan services all makes and models, and they have a great waiting area for you to relax in while your service is performed. Windy Nissan offers most all services from oil changes to transmission jobs. Windy Nissan also now offers full interior and exterior details starting at only $199. Windy Nissan, your hometown dealer.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You bet I'm wound up. I'm going to, my guest coming on here in the show in a minute or so, I'm going to figure out how to raise a 300-pound watermelon. So anyway, first of all, let's do the northwestern Oklahoma weather long ranger forecast going on here. Today, 92 for a high. Tomorrow, 89. A little cooler, not bad. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms there. Anytime tomorrow, pop-ups, it looks like, as my mom used to call them, cotton showers. Friday, 92 degrees. Saturday, 94. And it's actually going to get pretty hot come Sunday, 97 degrees. And that's for your northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma-Texas Panhandle area forecast there. Well, on the phone with me right now from Woodward, Oklahoma, is Mr. Brian Baker. Welcome to the Today in Ag Show, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, did I read somewhere on Facebook on that Oklahoma giant pumpkins grower? You actually lived in Elk City, I guess. Is that right?
I did at one point in time, but I don't currently anymore.
Right. I understand. And I just thought that was kind of cool. But anyway, Brian, what is the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers?
Okay, so we grow giant pumpkins. We do a little more than just that. We host a weigh-off every year with the GPC, and they carry all the sanctions and the ribbons. And so our job is to try to teach people how to grow giant pumpkins. And we have a weigh-off. This year is going to be our first year at the state fair. We've been at just a little county fair in Claremore, and they gave us the opportunity to move our way off to the state fair, and so we're pretty excited about that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Giant pumpkin state record is actually owned by Amber Harris out of Elk City currently, and she has the state record with 1097.
Oh, yeah, Amber Harrison, yes, she's got that, and I understood the other day she also has the state record for the largest cantaloupe at 38 pounds and 3 ounces or something like that.
Yes, sir, she just set that.
Is it the ground down here? Is it the ground down here, or is it just some secrets you guys are going to tell me about today?
Well, first off, it's being in the club and having access to these world-class genetic seeds. These are grown by breeders that's specifically what they do. They take the biggest seed times the biggest seed, and then they pass out those seeds to somebody, say they're really big in Oregon, and we'll grab their seed and try to break, because it's still kind of new thing out here. Our club's only been around for 5 years. The Way Off's only been around for 5 years, so we're still really trying to grow. But it's all about feeding regimen and leaving only one pumpkin or marrow or bushel gourd, whatever you're growing, leaving one on the vine. That's it.
And I'm taking, is there certain, I'm sure there's some numerous reasons why you only leave one on there until that one pumpkin gets all the energy from the whole plant, or is it just because of the space? Because two 1,100-pound pumpkins on one vine seems like it'd be kind of crowded. So
it can be done, but it hasn't really been done out here in Oklahoma. I've heard of one guy growing 5 pumpkins all over 1,000 pounds on one plant, but you're looking at about 1,000 square feet per plant, and then you're making sure and burying all the vines, and then you have a strategic feeding regimen, and that's where it really gets hard, is just keeping enough water, keeping your plants cool, keeping shade cloth over them so they don't get too hot.
You say 1,000 square feet for one pumpkin. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, some guys even go up to 1,500 square feet.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. That's big as most houses. So anyway, what is most of these pumpkins grown indoors or outdoors or both?
Most of them are grown outdoors, and a lot of guys are growing in hoop houses. And then you have your pros, your really wealthy people that are growing in greenhouses, that are growing close to 3,000-pound pumpkins. Like, the world record is held out of Italy, and it's 2,702 pounds.
That's a big pumpkin. Are the majority of these big pumpkins grown, whether they're 800 pounds, 1,200 pounds, or 2,000 pounds, Are they any good once they're harvested, or some of them are, some of them aren't, kind of deal?
Love them. The cows absolutely love them.
Great.
As far as cooking with them or anything, no. But the deer and the cows love to eat them, so that's a little bit. I mean, that's some good food for them.
Well, that you just got my brain working. So I'm gonna start going out there where I hunt my deer and start growing pumpkins. So they save me a lot of money on corn. Does that make sense?
Just start cutting up pumpkins.
Yeah. Hey, today's prices of corn at the store, $15-$20 a bag. 1,100-pound pumpkin go a long way.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, so this is your first year at the State Fair, which I think's awesome. You're talking about major exposure, but you know how many kids come through there, and adults. Don't take anything away from the adults, but I can see kids walking through there and eyes lighten up when they see this pumpkin on a pallet that's bigger than anything they ever imagined.
Oh, yeah, it gets everybody excited. It's crazy when you're driving down the road with the pumpkins in the back of your truck or on the trailer. If you're going to a Way Off, you either better cover your pumpkins or you better be ready to not have to stop, because if you stop at a gas station or to get dinner, you're going to be swarmed by 15, 20 people wanting pictures, wanting to crawl all over them. So it's never really been seen out here when you see an 800-pound pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I remember when Amber did that last year, and it was a great thing for her and her family. You know, that's a big old pumpkin. Well, they so where are you guys going to be at? Is it it's this Saturday, isn't it, the 17th?
Yes, it's this Saturday, and it starts, the way off will start at noon, and it is in the it's going to be in the Oklahoma Expo Hall.
Yes, right. Yes, it's going to be in the Expo Hall, and I think this is awesome that it's going to be there. How did these way-offs really get started?
Well, they really got started off more up over in, like, Howard Deal created the giant pumpkin, and he's from Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And now, so he has his own award, which is the Howard Deal Award, and it's probably what I will win this year. It's the prettiest pumpkin in the room. Not always the biggest, but the most textbook example. Prettiest shape, prettiest color, and I've won that award 2 years in a row, so I'm hoping to win it again this year.
Oh, that'd be awesome if you did.
We OGPG ourselves, we got started because there wasn't a way off in Oklahoma, and so me, Dan Snyder, Tom Rovenstein, and Rodney and Nate Williams, we all started a club and brought the way off. There used to be one in Shattuck, Oklahoma, and that's what I was going to grow for. And then when I got around to got the land and the time to grow giant pumpkins, well, there was no more way off in Oklahoma, so we set out to start one.
You mentioned the GPC. What is the GPC?
The Giant Pumpkin Commonwealth.
Okay.
And their mission is to cultivate the hobby or sport of growing giant vegetables throughout the world, establishing standards and regulations for the competitions. And they also give recognition for your achievements, and really just build the fellowship. And they make sure that you have the right judges there to make sure these pumpkins are sound, that nobody's cheating. And then they keep track of all the records, so you can type in the grower's last name. You can go to, there's a couple different sites that you can go to, but the GPC website, there's a lot of knowledge there.
And then you guys have a Facebook page, Oklahoma Giant Pumpkins Growers, and it's a great Facebook page if you want to get on there. And I know these guys growing, and you're one of them. I know that you're serious about your growing your giant pumpkins, but I've joined your page, I think I joined it last year when Amber was growing her deal, because I wanted to find out more about it, because I love gardening myself. But there's you guys, you're serious, but you have a lot of fun on that page. So if anybody wants to check out their page on Facebook, it's Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers. And tell people, we got a few minutes left here, Brian. And by the way, Brian Baker's joining me. He's one of the founders, I think, of the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers. And they're going to be actually at the State Fair this Saturday having a way off. And it'd be interested. It won't be interesting. It'll be awesome to see all these giant pumpkins. And how do people find out about where to get seeds or how to grow these giant vegetables and not mess it up? I think it'd be I think there's some people out there that love to do it, that more of it than being done right now.
Yes, so for one, you can go to it's also another Facebook group. It's Atlantic Giant Pumpkin Seeds, and you can get anything on there, because the GPC has 8 categories for the largest. And then the GPC even brings in the connection to the Guinness Book of World Records. So that's also what you get with the GPC.
Awesome.
So they have field pumpkins. We see you can grow the biggest field pumpkins, the biggest watermelon, the biggest green squash, bushel gourd, the longest long gourd, the biggest morrow, and tomato. Those are the 8 things that they track. And then if you want to learn how to grow them, join add the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers, and then go from there. There's plenty of people. You can ask questions on there. There'll be 20 of us give you an answer.
Oh, yeah. That Facebook page you guys got, it's actually humorous at most times. So I was reading earlier, trying to catch up on it. Amber Harrison's here at Elk City. Her record got stolen and sent to Minnesota or somewhere anyway.
Yeah, some of the... And that's on a different, that's on Pumpkin Fanatic. That actually tracks all of the giant pumpkins. And so, yeah, it just disappeared. All her records, all of everything that she did disappeared. But then they were back a few days later. So I don't think it's all been corrected, but you know how information gets.
Oh, I know. Hey, real quickly, do you know off the top of your head, you was mentioning all those vegetables, the gourds and the tomatoes and stuff like that. What's the world record tomato right now? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think it's around 10 pounds. The Oklahoma State record for tomato was 7.75 pounds. And it was, he held, his name's Gordon Graham, he was from Oklahoma. He held that record for 28 years.
That's a big tomato. That's all. I mean,
yeah.
Ronnie Martin, if you're listening over at Sayre, you can just get you one of those tomatoes instead of buying a whole bucket full, and that'll do you a whole week. You can just chew on it a little bit every day. But that's crazy. Well, I wish you guys so much luck with your first time at the state fair coming up in this Saturday. And what did you say that was? It was in the which hall?
Expo Hall.
Yeah, and when is that weigh-in? What time is that weigh-in?
The weigh-off starts at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. So if you guys are at the State Fair this weekend, because was it opening today or tomorrow? It's opening tomorrow, isn't it? And
yes.
Yeah, it's opening tomorrow. And, man, that just looks like it'd be fun. And please keep me up to date. I'll check back in with you guys maybe next week after the weigh-off. And see how it went.
Sir.
I mean, because people are interested in stuff like this. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, I appreciate your time. And if anybody gets the opportunity to come, Russell Fanning will probably beat the state record. Sunday he was taping 2,019 pounds, and he's putting on about 10 pounds, 12 pounds a night. So I'm going to be there to watch him beat the state record. I'm really excited about that. That'll bring a lot of publicity. If the first year we have the way off there, we also set a new state record, and I appreciate anybody that comes out, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, well, thank you very much again, Brian Baker with the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers, and good luck this Saturday, and I'll talk with you next week to get updated on what happened Saturday during the way off.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Well, let's see what Mr. Jerry Nine's got to say about what's going on this week.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodford Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, September the 15th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8. From Woodford, got 38 bull and heifer calves, 4 to 650. Paulette got 88 steers, numbers 4 to 6. Vice got 37 sweet steers, numbers 4 to 7. Camargo got 123 steers, numbers 5 to 6. Freedom, 21 steers, numbers of 5. Shattuck got 188 longtime weaned steers, number 6 to 750. Gage got 142 steers, 6 to 8. Seymour, Texas, 69, makes 6 to 7. Watonga got 31 steers, numbers of 7. Winoka, 47 steers, 7.5 to 8. Byron, Oklahoma, 60 steers, 8.5. Follett, we got 132 steers, 8 to 1,000. And Allie, 181 steers a day. Great cow market on Tuesday, selling 1,352 cows, bulls, and calves. Cow stopped 99 and bull stopped 115. Again, expecting 3,000 cattle for Thursday. We will start the auction, 8 a.m. sharp. One thing about selling on Woodward, our cow buyers do not buddy up. Makes a very strong market, and our calf and feeder, we send a lot of them cattle north. And keep in mind, our commission on feeders and calves is $5.05 cheaper than some sale barns around. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
things have been flowing for the last few weeks on upholstery, so we've been working on ordering a lot of upholstery and getting some new merchandise in here, getting some of the new colors from market, getting some of the new sectionals, some of the new styles. So all that is on order, and the next few weeks at Terry's Furniture, we're going to fill this rascal back up, and we're going to have plenty of upholstery. And if you haven't been to Terry's Furniture lately, you haven't been to Terry's Furniture, because we've got a whole new design on our floor. We've eliminated some of our aisles. We've packed more couches in. We've packed more sectionals in. I've still got about 140 different styles of Lazy Boys on the floor. So now's the time to start getting that new furniture in your living room. Now's the time to make your house look nice for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, when you got the family coming in. It's just a good time of year to shop, and selections are good. We're at 2001 South Main in Elk City. We're right behind the McDonald's, right off of exit 38 on I-40.
That's at Terry's Furniture Showroom.
We used to use a service out of a big city for all of our cleaning needs, the cleaning services out here. But we switched that because we needed someone to really take care of the details and to make sure that we were serviced properly every week, and we weren't receiving that. I need that service brought in every week, and that's what CTC provides. They provide a weekly service. They're better now because this is a company that's not located out of a bigger metropolitan area. They're right here in western Oklahoma. They take better care of us.
What about the price? Is the price similar to what it was before?
I thought the price was comparable, actually a little bit cheaper. I'm Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, and I'm glad that we switched to CTC.
Keep your business looking great with CTC in Clinton. Online, it's ctc-corp.net.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today, every Wednesday. And the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you today is for southwestern Oklahoma: partly sunny, 90 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 88. They've taken the rain out of the forecast on the mezzanette for southwestern Oklahoma. So it was in there an hour ago, but not now. Anyways, Friday, 90 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny and 93. Sunday, mostly sunny, or if not all sunny, at 95 degrees. And hopefully, let me take an eyeball on the long ranger and see if they've got what they've got. Yeah, they still don't have in that rain back in the forecast for the middle of next week. So I mean, these weather stations and all these websites, every one of them is different. There's not one of them exactly like, but I'll keep you up to date if they put some more rain in the forecast, because there is some tropical related impacts coming to the United States over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So hopefully one of those hurricanes will get us will get us. We always love hurricane weather because they're pond fillers, and that's what we're needing. All right, let's check out what's happening elsewhere. Well, you know, just as things get going smooth again, something bad has to happen. This was reported yesterday, and I just found it, and we're reported today. Some U.S. railroads will start halting crop shipments on Thursday, a day ahead of the potential work stoppage. In other words, the strike this coming Friday. An agriculture association and sources at two grain cooperatives said on yesterday, threatening exports and feed deliveries for livestock. So just as things were starting to calm down and prices were backing off just a little bit on some things, not all things, here we go again. With farmers starting to harvest autumn crops that are shipped to meat and biofuel producers, the shipment disruptions could add already high inflation to high inflation. It's just going to add to it. Farmers also plan to add fertilizer to fields after the harvest, and shipments of fertilizers are going to be delayed because everybody's putting in their winter crop right now, of course. Max Fisher, chief economist at the National Grain and Feed Association, which represents most U.S. grain handlers, said rail customers reported at least one railway will stop taking grain shipments on Thursday morning. A couple more are thinking about it. Most major U.S. railways have already stopped accepting new shipments of ammonia fertilizer and other potential hazardous materials, says Justin, senior government affairs director of the Fertilizer Institute, an industrial group. The potential rail shutdown looms just 6 weeks before Midwest farmers will be applying fertilizer. About 40% of the U.S. fertilizer supply is on rail car at some point before arriving on the farm. Railroads have until a minute after midnight on Friday to reach deals with holdout unions representing almost 60,000 workers. Pretty funny, Sean Wilson. He comes by and gives me the hands deal, you know, like the football players and basketball players that got hands pointing at each other. He's just missing part of that one hand. It just looks weird. Anyway, the work stoppage would be keenly felt in states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, all the way down into Texas. So lots of things going on. It's looming. Hopefully they come to an agreement and this won't, but they are going to start stopping some train shipments tomorrow. Let's see. Also, remember, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning at, or not in the morning, Friday morning, Friday, not Thursday, I'm a day ahead of myself, will be the peanut blasting going on at the county barn here, there at Sayre, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Let me make sure that's Friday. I'm pretty sure it is. My memory is getting worse as I get older, but still, let's see what Greg sent me here. There it is. Yes, it's the 16th, Friday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Beckham County Activities Barn in Sayre. Peanut blasting will be going on. So even if you're not a peanut farmer and you've never seen this blasting going on, it's really cool to watch. I'll charge you $5 to come see it. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you need to come by and see it. Anywhere from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's really cool to watch and see what they're doing is figuring out how long they before harvest starts. And they all kind of know, but the peanut blasting definitely tells them. And then you can see the different varieties of peanuts grown in Beckham County. Besides Caddo County, Beckham County is the largest peanut grower in the state of Oklahoma. And go by and meet some of the peanut farmers. There's a gentleman there. I didn't know if I seen him there last year. Bill Dance. He's usually too busy growing sugar cane there on that one pivot. He might not have time to come in. But anyway, there's a lot of great farmers there. Introduce yourself to them. Ask them questions. There's a lot of people representing the Oklahoma Peanut Commission there. OSU will be there. A lot of great people there. So be sure and check them out on the deal. All right, this is for my people over in Texas. My friends in Texas, a group of state agencies is working together to host multiple workshops around the state to help landowners address the issues of feral swine. All right, and so the Texas State Soil and Water Conservation Board is partnering up with Texas A&M AgriLife Service and the United States Department of Agriculture's the NRCS. To get a hold of these pig nuisance. I mean, it's out of control, people. And a lot of people, I know you guys like to hunt them and all that good stuff, but it's time. We got to do something. And our trappers here in Oklahoma are working hard. I bet Greg and Josh and all those other guys, they're working very hard to control these things. It's just out of control. So here's some of the workshops and times and places. There's going to be one in Vernon, Texas, September 9th. That's already done. Let's go back to here. September 21st, they'll be in Cameron, Texas, from 11:30 to 2 p.m. September 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Georgetown, Texas. And then another place here, Robstown. It will be October 13th from 10:30 to 1:30. I bet you can get a hold of your NRCS and find out when these are. Oklahoma, or Texas has about 90% private land, so they need to do these workshops to help these people control these deals, feral hogs. So anyway, they're totally out of control. So anyway, you guys have a great day. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you tomorrow. This is Jimmy Clark with Today in Ag. God bless.